This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Shout out to Claritin for sponsoring this episode and providing us with samples. Now, I don't know if you're like me, but if you are, allergies can wreck almost anything when they're happening. I have allergies all the time in like the spring, you know, whenever there's allergies around and I use this, you should also use it too. It's as simple as that. Luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and, that's right, and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, and an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. All of those things I just said, it's like a cocktail for the worst thing you can imagine, but not being able to breathe, or that I'll get that thing where I go to sleep and then I wake up and I can breathe through one side of my face, but not the other. It's one of the worst feelings. And then when you blow your nose, you just can't because it feels like something's going to explode in there. That's where Claritin D is going to come in and help. So if you are ready to live life as if you don't have allergies, it is time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Welcome to another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything, the podcast that is doing a mailbag episode right now, which we've done one other time, although we do, it's something we do regularly on the All Fantasy Everything Patreon. It's something we do once a month, and we wanted to give our non-Patreon listeners a sample of, we just wanted to do a mailbag for you, yeah. But also give you a sample of what you could expect to find on the AFE Patreon.
This one's for the freaks and the geeks.
This one's for the freaks and the geeks. If your candles are teak, if your mills are meek.
The lawnmowers and the snowblowers.
You know what I like? A lot of people don't think this way. I like a freak in the streets, a geek in the sheets.
Yeah, geek in the sheets, dude. We're laying in bed.
Yeah.
Explaining like what's going on in Venezuela to me.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, I meant geek in the sheets also sounds like Nocturnal Emissions.
That's a it's a Korn album, right?
Feeling like a geek on a sheet.
we only ever really mention the Patreon at the end of the episodes. We never want to hassle anybody to join it or anything like that, but I think it's nice to remind everyone now and then. All Fantasy Everything, we have a Patreon. On there, you get access to 2 bonus episodes every month. One is a watch-along, where we'll watch something and then do commentary. The other is a mailbag, where you send us questions, we answer them. On top of that, you get a membership to our Slack channel, which we frequent and is full of a bunch of All Fantasy Everything fans. And we just...
Also, Sean will kiss you directly on the mouth.
Hard.
In public. All you have to do is...
Of course I would.
Show... What?
Of course I would.
Yeah. I know, that's what I'm saying. That's a perk, that's a perk of the Patreon, I'm just saying.
You just have to walk up to him and say, Wendigo.
Yeah.
You're going to lean in and hard kiss you.
Uh-huh. Hard.
Hard.
You have to name a casino like, that I've never heard of.
Not even like partially open mouth.
It hurts.
Like tight-lipped mush.
As little skin between his teeth and your face as
like
possible.
Like a tight.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Like that. Dawson's Creek serious relationship.
Like the skin pulled over Clint Eastwood's forehead. Like that tight.
Yeah. Like that liver spotted Gran Torino 8 racist skin lip.
On top of all that, the hard kissing and whatnot. Also, we're going to be putting out a music playlist at the beginning of every month now.
I love that idea.
Curated by the three of us, so we can kind of put you onto what we're listening.
I love it. And
you're going to think a lot different about me.
Yeah. Yeah.
You might think differently about
me, too. A lot of geek on the sheet. A lot of my Korn.
A lot of geek on the sheet.
I listen to so many different versions of She Thinks I Still Care. I think it's Charlie Rich who sang it originally. Oh. She thinks I still care.
That's exactly what I would think you would listen
to. But I listen to, like, James Taylor did a version of it. Teddy Thompson. Like, so many. God.
The cross is cross so, just tight.
So tight. Oof.
But yeah, I listened to a lot of versions of it. And yeah, anyway, that'll
we
be.
We should do. We're at 800 members now. If we ever get to 1,000, we will do a calendar of Sean Jordan doing a tight cross in 12 different locations.
If we get to 1,000 members, if we get to 1,000 members,
yeah.
I will. What will I do to Shane? Slightly I will walk up to Shane and I will. I won't tell him why. I will pour a soda on Shane.
Oh my God, dude.
I'll just dump a soda
I think this
on
is going to go so left than how you think it
this
is.
This is going on the main. He'll hear this.
Yeah. Oh,
well,
yeah. Also
I don't care. He's still not going to. Well, I guess he'll know why, but.
Yeah.
He might call upon his training, dude.
What?
Then you have to call upon your training?
No, I wouldn't do that. But I will walk up. If we hit 1,000 members, I will walk up to Shane. I will dump a full soda on his head.
Will you crip walk up to him?
I'll try.
All right, great.
I'm not a good crip walker.
If we hit 1,000, I will buy you the soda.
Nice. Nice.
If we hit 1,000, audience,
bro,
I'll let you touch my butt.
Bros of every gender.
No, I'd rather touch your butt.
Yeah. But the butt will be touched.
Somebody's going to touch some ass if we get 1,000.
All right, enough of this public broadcasting sort of pledge drive energy that we're putting to the top of this.
Quid pro quo.
Squid.
Sexual Patreon.
Quid pro quo.
Oh, dude. Sexual Patreon. I dated that girl.
Sexual Patreon?
She I dated sexual Patreon for like 2 years.
This broad was a sexual Patreon. She didn't have very many clothes on. For those keeping track, my name on Twitter at the moment of the recording is still J-Date Reddick. I don't know if it will be when this drops, but...
Good. I didn't check. You really changed it to J-Date Reddick?
Oh, yeah, J-Date Reddick.
That's awesome.
Okay, so here it is. Ready? We're just going to start asking some questions. We will answer them, and at the end, one of us dies.
I got it pulled up. Can we all start? Right.
Yeah, pull up, dude.
Pull up, dude. Not
pull,
like no,
pull up,
I was
dude.
It was...
Pull up, dude.
Sean.
Pull up, dude.
I'm sick of this shit.
Pull up, dude. Pull up.
Nolly cab.
Okay.
It used to be Nolly full cab.
Mm-hmm.
If you could get on any game show, what would you pick?
Jeopardy.
Why'd you say it so quick?
To get in before you, man.
He's not
That's
doing,
why I'd be good at Jeopardy.
He's not doing that great.
I think
Is he not?
No, I've seen that he's been... I've been seeing articles.
Oh, yeah,
no.
He's in... He's... And he, there was a little interview where he kind of said that he's... it sucks. Like, celebrity, you know, people die. Celebrities
yeah.
die. When,
yeah.
if, God, I hope it's far, far away, but when that'll mess with me if Trebek goes.
Oh, he will. He will.
Yeah.
When Mel Brooks goes, that's going to mess with me.
Yeah. It's weird. One of those where you're Art. Like, I don't know the person, but like, I'm heavily invested in.
Yeah.
I don't know. Alex Trebek has just been around. I remember versions of my life, like all of my life, I can put.
Mustache,
Jeopardy in
no
there.
Mustache, yeah. no mustache.
Canadian sex symbol, that man, by the way.
For sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Pat Sajak is really going to fuck me up.
Yeah, dude.
Google Young Trebek.
I'm going to do it.
It's
right
nice.
Now.
He's nice with it. But yeah, Jeopardy's
was
mine
nice
too.
With it.
All right, I'll pick a different one. Not
for me,
Jeopardy.
For, other than Jeopardy?
Yeah, I'll
Game
pick.
Shows, huh?
Family Feud, I always thought would be a blast.
I think that show is so funny. I don't know.
It's very funny.
I don't know if I'd have fun on it.
He said, you pine.
What was it? It was like... things
pork.
That things that follow pork. What was it? It was something,
something
about
pork.
And he gonna say cupine.
Steve Harvey milks that cow for like 3 minutes, man. It's amazing,
dude.
Steve Harvey's funny.
He looked like a porn star in the '70s. I just got to Trebek in the 70s.
Oh, yeah. He was a, like if you dig into him a little bit, he was like an old Canadian sex.
There's a video of him like singing some song.
The right? old one time Steve Harvey. I forget,
never say one
I forget
time
whatever, but he was talking to someone and he's like,
not fuck yeah. us, but
fuck 12.
Fuck 12.
He goes, I don't always know what's on the board, but I always know what's not on the board. He looked at, I forget what they said, but he's like, that is not
the
on the board.
That's so funny.
I would want to be on Wheel of Fortune. I really like it. Used to watch it a lot.
I've always
when I
wanted
younger.
To spin the wheel.
Yeah, I've always wanted
see
to see
how
heavy
it is.
Oh yeah,
Price and is just, Right. Same thing. I want to fucking
and it just looks like it's fun. I just like that.
Price is Right shoots in the same building as us, so like those games are all just like downstairs. You can go
really?
See them.
That is
can
that
we
is
spin
hilarious
the wheel?
To think about that.
The
they're
wheel
just,
is behind plexiglass.
Can I break the plexiglass?
Yeah, yeah.
Tight.
For sure.
Carmel sent me.
For sure.
I used to watch with my great grandma. We used to watch Scrabble. when it was a game show. That was, that was always it was a pretty fun one. Press Your Luck would have been a fun one.
I'm going to jump in the old time machine here and say I would have loved to have gone on Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Ooh.
On Nickelodeon, man.
I thought you were going to say the Match Game because you'd be so charming on that game.
What was the Match Game again?
I'm just thinking like one of those like 70s ass. I forget the match where Skinny they would say Mike. Whoopie a bunch.
I want to go old school. I want to be on Guts.
Dude, Guts.
Do you have it?
Grab yourself a piece of the Radical Rock.
Yeah.
Climb the aggro crack.
Are we going to go back over here? We're going to get a leaderboard. We're going to get the red and the blue and the red got 20. We're going to get a leaderboard and Mo.
Dude, some of
them. He always threw it to Mo.
Yeah.
Where's Mo at?
I don't know. Where is Mo at?
She's probably doing all right.
She was great.
She was Australian, right?
Did she go back to England?
I think it was short, straight hair.
All right, never mind. Yeah, I think you're right. I'm thinking of a different Mo.
It's Australian.
Do I just Google Mo Guts?
I'm thinking of Muhammad Ali, bro.
I bet you a lot of stuff's going to come up if you Google Mo Guts. You're going to find a new rapper.
I feel like you've searched for Mo Guts before.
Not on this site. Not on Google. No, she comes right up.
Really?
Mo Guts.
Moira Quirk.
Wow, Moira.
Is she Australian? Her name's Moira?
A lot of the stuff I did on that Game On show that's going to be coming out was kind of like Legends of the Hidden Temple-esque.
Yeah,
it was so fun.
I was there.
I almost died during the first one.
It was awesome.
Did you win a Super Nintendo or a 12-speed?
No, but I was given a Lime Scooter.
Oh, that's pretty good.
There's a Lime Scooter in the garage.
Have I talked about this on the podcast yet?
I don't think you have told him about
that. Okay, so the first day we show up...
It's real weird.
The first day we show up for shooting on Game On... I'm in my dressing room and there's a Lime Scooter in there. And I'm like, oh, somebody's charging their Lime Scooter. That's fine. Like, whatever. I'll just sit on the couch and go over the script. And then the executive producer of the show comes in. They're like, how do you like your scooter? And I'm like, oh, haha. Was it just for me to use on the lot? And they're like, no, it's yours. And I'm like, no, it's not. Because you can't own a Lime Scooter. And they were like, no, I'm pretty sure you can. This one's for you. And I'm like,
I mean, we grabbed it and said it was yours.
And I'm like, no, it's not mine. And they were like, it is. And I'm like, fine, whatever. We shoot for like a month or whatever. We leave, everyone hugs, blah, blah, blah. The show's over. And then I get a text from one of the other producers saying, hey, you left your scooter. And I'm like, no, I didn't, because I don't have a scooter. Therefore, I could not leave my scooter. And they're like, no. Do you want us to deliver it to your house? And I was like, all right, so now there's just a Lime Scooter in the house.
I don't understand.
So I came home.
Is it set to free?
I don't know. I've never even tried to use it.
We got to take this into the streets.
Yeah.
So I came home, and it was on the porch, and I thought that some person just, you know, was pulling our chain a little bit and put a fucking Lime Scooter on the porch. So I moved it out to the tree, and then unbeknownst to me, Ian saw it at the tree and then put it in Zach's hold room.
Yeah.
And then I came in, and I was like, kind of scared. I was like, why is there? It was like an ominous place for it to be. I was like, it's like somebody was trying to prove a point to me. Like when somebody gets rid of a scary doll and then they wake up and it's next to them and you're like, whoa,
that was the Lime Scooter. Came back the very next day. The cat came back. The dolly was a goner. Legend of the Hidden Temple would have been mine.
All right. Well, Jeopardy, obviously, if you're taking
mine.
God, I'd love to go on Jeopardy. I'd do so bad, but I'd love it. I wish we were big enough to where we could all go on Jeopardy.
Like Celebrity Jeopardy?
It'd be so fun. Oh my God.
It could be on Celebrated Jeopardy. I'm not.
That smoke, you fools.
Greg McCochran.
Whoa!
McCochring?
McCrohan. Greg. McCrohan. Greg McCrohan?
I don't know, bruv.
Who are some of your biggest comedy influences?
Oh.
Dylon. Man, I didn't fuck with stand-up comedy growing up. Not really anybody.
Eddie Izzard for me. Yeah. He was a huge one when I was growing up. I love George Carlin. I read all his books. I read all his books before I saw his stand-up.
I remember Gallagher. I loved Gallagher.
And it shows in your comedy.
Huh?
It shows in your comedy.
Because you smash.
Yeah,
say what now?
It said...
When I was a kid, I thought that
I was never a kid, actually, so it's weird.
Yeah, you were never a boy.
I was born a man.
Those cross colors were man-sized. I all the regular shit, like, I thought that, like, Eddie Murphy and Will Smith and stuff, I don't know, it wasn't consciously, I never was looking at humor like that. Like,
I wasn't either. I didn't have that story of, like, oh, I want to be a comedian.
I never thought I wanted to be.
I didn't even think it was weird, but it never occurred to me that it was something you could be. I'm like, you can't be a comedian. How do you become a comedian? What are you talking about?
It's one of those
things
where people ask that question, like, how do you do it? And you're like, you just kind of do.
Yeah.
And there's no real set linear way to do it.
But it didn't make sense. I was like, I didn't open mics. I didn't really know about. So I was like, where do you show up? Just at the club with
a
resume? Or do you tell them a joke? Like, what?
Yeah. Still doesn't make sense. Yeah. Honestly, like whenever I go to an open mic or something, I'm like, wow, this is crazy.
I loved, as a kid, I loved Get Smart was one of my favorite shows. That was a big comedic influence, I think. And just Mel Brooks in general.
I used to watch heavy Nick at Night, like Donna Reed, Patty Duke show.
Yeah. I liked the stuff that was Dragnet. On before you went to school.
Oh, so yeah.
Like Rugrats and Chip?
No, it would be like those 80s shows on fucking whatever. Like, it'd be like Family Ties I watched a lot. And like...
They're doing like construction three houses down.
Okay. It's visible. It's visible. It's on my face that I'm wondering what that sound is. It's really freaking me out. All right.
Yeah, those were, I mean, Eddie Izzard was massive for me. Just massive. He was
massive, bro.
He's just like a very smart, I'm not calling myself smart, but he was like silly about smart things in a way that I was like, oh, okay. I can like take the stuff that would make me good at Jeopardy and kind of use it.
Will Ferrell and Vince Vaughn in high school. Those movies, because it was the first time, like, everybody else was so cool. Like, Will Smith was hella cool.
Yeah.
Like, all these people were cool. And then Will Ferrell and Vince Vaughn were, like, not cool, but they made it work.
Like,
Will Ferrell didn't dress cool. He was just, like, a big, dumb, funny guy.
He was an old guy who was old and funny. And you're like, cool, so it can happen.
Like,
you don't have
Vince
to try
Vaughn
to be young.
Said in that fucking movie, when Vince Vaughn said in Old School, I built Speaker City from the ground up. I could barely read. I don't think I've...
So funny.
I've said that probably five times on this podcast.
I don't think I ever related to a character more where I was just like...
Mitch, I'm worth $3 million that the government knows about.
That's hilarious, too. But just like, this guy totally gets what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Like that was like...
I built Speaker City from the ground up and I could barely read.
It's just like, oh, that guy was the best. Fucking best.
I'm talking ass, like crazy boy band ass.
Yeah, I got a sand guy. We could get it at a price. Yeah, Old School maybe. Yeah, so that movie Old School really got me.
God, this isn't a question, but did you love Old School? Yes, I did. Nobody asked that.
Best movie I've ever seen.
Kevin Dew.
What up, Kevin?
Kevin Dew. Are you guys doing a live Portland Plus show again this year?
Yes.
Or live Portland recording Plus show this year?
We'll do Alfama Palooza again.
You thought we weren't going to be back?
Hold on, wait a minute.
I was trying to do Meek Mill.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
we'll
probably
come back.
Rent a car up there, right?
In Portland?
Should we rent a car? I mean, they're going to think that we should rent.
No. We should buy
We should steal a car.
Okay.
When I got that Aston Martin, y'all thought it was rented?
But we should rent an Aston Martin.
When we got that Toyota to sell?
We should get a limo sometime.
I think it's
not that expensive.
It'd be fun. We could do a limo to the show.
We could just have... And then Lance would be like, all right, park the limo sideways on the Burnside Bridge.
Block Burnside.
Stand out there for minutes and take photos.
Yeah, go to traffic. It's funny because he's such a kind of... reserved is not the right word because he's certainly not a reserved person, but he's
He's chill.
But he's not like emotionally reserved. He'll talk about anything. You know what I mean? He's so chill.
I think he's just soft-spoken kind
of. Yeah, he's just like, hey, get in the middle of the street.
He's like, go in the middle of traffic. And we're like, really? Like, get out there.
And I'll tell you, it was cool because that was one of those photos where I was like, oh, I look dope.
Yeah.
I'm in the middle of the street during
the magic
the
hour.
Yeah, that shit was great.
The ball is rolling right now. No announcements to be made yet, but we will absolutely be back to Portland, and we're going to try to hit the road a little bit,
too. I'm probably going to try to wear a sweatsuit to this Portland show.
I could foresee that happening for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could foresee
I have a mint green sweatsuit now, and it's no turning back.
What did you
back.
Just say?
What do you think I said?
Mick Green, I thought.
I said mint green.
No, your shorts are Mick Green.
Yeah. Whoa. Hey. Okay.
I swear to God, I thought you said I have a Mick Green sweatshirt.
That would be a crazy time for me to just start being like that.
I'm into it, dude.
All right. Tom Squires.
What up, Squires?
For Ian and David.
That's us.
Well, fine. Because your moms listen to the podcast, have they ever asked you about anything you've talked about? Sub question, any topics specifically you remember?
Nah, she knows what it is.
Not really. She comments on the draft. She's into it.
She comments on the Patreon.
She comments on the page. She'll like say stuff is funnier that she didn't like stuff, or She'll tell me if she doesn't like a guest straight up, which is pretty funny.
Yeah, that's happened a couple
She's
times
like
for my mom.
Real direct and honest. Yeah. I will never say who those guests were, but
I will after we're done recording.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll talk about it in the room, but
no,
you can never know.
Like,
Blame Flores, I want to say. Yeah, Flame.
She doesn't like loud, big Von Beef oven.
I also feel like my mom knows that as far as my lifetime of behavior, this is about as good as it's been.
My mom
doesn't listen, but if she did, it would be that same kind of vibe. Like, yeah, this is great.
Yeah, we talk about drugs and shit sometimes. It was
right.
Like, you know.
It was, they also know that we're like compressing the accordion on a lifetime of partying,
yeah,
so it seems more
and
severe
I'm
than
safe,
it is.
So I think that's all she's worried about. Not like
this next question is awesome.
Wow, okay. Let's hear
Mia Byerly.
Oh, what's up?
What's up, dog? How many ducks have you seen at once?
Whoa. Probably 20, 25.
Gotta
I bet
be more
it's
than,
about.
Gotta be more than that.
I bet it's about 30 for me.
Geese or ducks? 30?
And I'll tell you this.
Ducks.
I'll tell you where. It's the Rhododendron Garden by Reed College. There are a grip of ducks all the time. You can go grip feed the ducks, and I bet it's like 30.
Tell you this, there were about 25,000 in the Rose Bowl when we took the lumber to the Wisconsin Badgers. Come see Sean and I at Comedy on State Valentine's Day weekend.
Throwing up the Big O's.
For God's sake.
I live in the Big O, the big side of town.
Actually, in Austin, it was probably way more than that because I was all ducks.
I love that. I saw about 25,000 of them.
I don't know. I bet it's around 50 or 60. I mean, ducks?
That's a lot of ducks,
That is
man.
A lot of ducks.
Yeah, I think 25, 30. Like, you know, I've seen them fly in and then like in a pond and shit. I'd say 25, probably.
What a 60 fun ducks would be a lot of ducks.
What a fun question.
Yeah.
What a that was tight.
Yeah,
like it's
cool, man. Mia like brings us the art and all that shit. Yeah.
We have fucking rules. Noah Nelson. Favorite memory of all three of you together. Ooh.
Oh,
oh man.
Tour was pretty great.
Like, yeah, but narrow it down. Though.
Outside of the podcast, I don't really like either of you guys that much.
Here's mine.
Okay.
If I can, is that all right?
Please.
Yeah. When the three of us and Adam were at High Plains and podcast wasn't happening yet or anything.
No.
It was the first time that I really met you, like for real, that we actually chilled.
Oh, it was a few years ago.
Yeah, it was like 5 years ago or something. Yeah, but we just sat on those couches downstairs of Three Kings, I think. And yeah, that was where I was just like, holy shit. I could tell immediately that you were exactly what I want in a friend. Okay. And Ian, I could tell immediately when I met him, but that's not what this is about. So the time that I love with the three of us was that time where I was like, this is fucking awesome. Yeah. We're just the three of us.
I don't remember that. So I'm going to say South by Southwest.
Yeah, you do.
South by was fun. I don't know. I don't remember that downstairs on the couch thing either.
Really?
Were we both hammered or something?
Neither one of you. No, you weren't.
Yeah, it was
of course you weren't.
I mean, no.
Yeah. Also, we've been on a lot of couches just drinking beers. Type of shit.
I remember being on a couch.
Man,
we have been on a lot of couches
at Bridgetown.
At Bridgetown.
Yeah. I'm going to say South by.
South by
it was just because it was like we had this show and we didn't know. We didn't even really know that there was a following or anything at that point.
I was so nervous.
Yeah, it kind of
because
felt like
I was like, no
blind.
One's going to fucking come.
Yeah,
I really thought that.
I remember we went to lunch at that Irish bar before and we started drinking, I think because we were all nervous.
I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't because I was
Oh,
I was
you
that
didn't.
Nervous.
I didn't.
I had a couple drinks.
You sure did.
I had a couple drinks.
And then when we walked up to the north door and
there was
a line and they started recognizing us, and it was like,
God, that's
not to sound self-indulgent. I hope it doesn't come off that way. But
I don't
like,
think
it
does.
Was,
it's just so rad.
It was
it's
crazy.
It was crazy. Yeah. And then we were like, and then upstairs before the show, it's just like there was booze in the green room, but like we couldn't get in there or something.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'll just go down and get a beer.
And then we drafted drinks.
And then, but then we went downstairs and got a beer, and then like all these people were recognizing and. It was just the first time I had never had shows where I couldn't be in the audience before.
You have to
know what I mean? Everybody but nobody knew who I was.
Because like for all of us, touring doing stand up is fun, but then there'll be like 10 people who know who you are in the crowd or something like that, like at a club. But then to be somewhere where like everyone here fucks with us, that's so cool.
Yeah. So
or
yeah.
with Punch Up the Jam, right?
Was yeah. So I mean, yeah, I'm saying South Park.
We did, didn't we? We did. That's awesome.
Kind of
so
before
cool.
we really were great friends with Miel, right?
I don't think she had even done it yet.
Yeah.
Shout out to Miel.
Shout
God
out to
damn,
Miel.
She fucking
knows.
Brado. Columbus. The whole tour last
that
year.
That was
but like,
so sick.
Columbus was so rad.
Lights went out. It was so hot.
It was so hot.
Beers for the audience.
Did the show anyway. Bought all their canned beers and then passed them out to the crowd, dude. People were like going into their trunks for like food,
the beers
drinks,
that they had brought.
It was so rad.
Yeah, that's a pretty good. Yeah, I'll probably never forget that.
Yeah.
All right. Let me see. Heather Guerrero.
What's up, Heather?
What's your favorite thing about the podcast? What's your favorite thing about doing the podcast? I mean, you know, I don't want to.
That's really difficult, man.
Sappy. I mean, it's
fun to, you know what?
It's an out.
It's like being funny is one of those things that you feel like it's just fun fighting with people on your level.
Yeah.
It's like playing like doing this for 2 hours. It's like playing a pickup basketball game where you're playing hard as hell.
Yeah.
And you're just playing. And you're like, I can't believe Sean just made that shot.
Yeah.
Fuck, Ian just made that pass. Damn, I'm setting picks like a motherfucker today. Like, it feels like playing it feels like playing any sport. Like, you know?
It's just,
that's
and
what
it's
like about it.
It's a slightly exaggerated version of just what we do anyway.
Yeah.
And like why we became friends in the first place, you know?
Dare so I it's say like, sometimes it's an understatement of what we do anyway.
Yeah, true.
For me, I didn't know exactly where comedy was going. Like I didn't have a direction.
Yeah.
I moved here on the, you know, people are like, well, you got to go. And you can only hear that so many times. And then you go and then you get here and you're like, I mean, what am I really doing?
Going
and
to the for mall me, with me.
This was what turns out. This is why I moved here.
Yeah.
I had no idea, but it's so cool. That's
gushing?
My favorite part, huh?
Are you gushing?
Yeah, yeah. Of course. I mean, it's insane that
you
we get to do this for real.
You mean squirting?
Ding ding!
That's so much different than someone's being emotional. Wait, are you squirting right now? He's a real emotional squirter.
Are you hitting
me
with the emo squirt?
He said the pick, dude. I got some questions too.
You
fucking prick.
Yeah.
Stop it.
God.
How about that?
Well, that's cool that you both have questions. Next question.
Good for you guys. here's a question from my ex-girlfriend, Amber. And she wants to know, was moth life way better before electricity?
Was what?
The life of moths better before electricity, where light was more scarce.
God, she's funny.
I mean, there was also fires,
so
right?
Funny.
But not as many
there
as
fires,
lights.
But not as many. Like, when fires happened, moths must have been going like, fuck, awesome.
Yeah.
And then they flew into it and died, so maybe
so
not.
So here's
actually
a weird thing is, and I, gosh, some of this is true. I know it, because I didn't just make this up.
Okay.
But the reason that moths, like, flap around light is because the moon is their, like, central point of something. And so they, like, they flap around all this light because they're trying to go past it because they think they should be going farther. So
well,
some of that is true.
So that's what the case is. I'll say before electricity,
it was for sure better. Yeah,
now they have so many distractions. They probably
also
never
these cattywampus up here for them.
I can tell you this for sure. In West River, South Dakota, moths are called millers, and a popular joke.
It's Miller
is
time.
Miller time.
And they just kill a bunch of moths.
Moths.
No, like if you go in the garage, and there's a bunch of moths, because there are, you'd be like, it's Miller time. My
Why
dad
are they
used,
called millers?
I don't know.
People call them moths.
I think they do both, but I know that an accepted term is Millers.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
like
Millers.
Filberts for hazelnuts. That's right. Two podcasts in a row.
Or Ricans for Puerto Ricans.
There you go, yeah. Boricua. here's another one. This is from Jordan on Twitter, JYork87.
What's up, Jordan?
Serious question. Is it possible to separate art from artist, or are great things made by shitty people forever ruined?
I think it's possible to separate.
Not at all. I think it's 100% possible.
I separate Michael Jackson. I separate R. Kelly. I really do.
I separate R. Kelly.
I think most people do. They just refuse to acknowledge that 100%. They do.
Yeah.
Just because you cut something out doesn't mean you stopped enjoying it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Abstinence is different than not being able to enjoy it.
Yeah.
I'd like to go back a second.
Go on.
I really flew over that R. Kelly. I think R. Kelly had a lot of great music. I separate Michael Jackson for sure.
Yeah.
Because the music was...
He's kind of like, I mean,
amazing.
Listen, it's a weird thing to talk about, man, but like,
it is.
I don't think so. I think people kind of lie about
this. I kind of do too. I earnestly
understand that Twitter is like a great place for you to look like a good person.
Yeah.
But in your heart, you, deep down, it's like people who started saying the Louis wasn't funny after that happened. Yes, he was. We all thought that.
That was so crazy because the set, like,
that's not what. Yeah. That's the. That's not true. It's like objectively fantastic. Not true.
He sucks, but like his stand up was. Yeah, you so can't. Good.
And even if you're going to abstain from something because somebody did something that bad,
yeah.
I understand that and I respect that decision. And there's stuff that I've done.
That's the thing.
There's stuff that I've done. I'm like, I don't really want to be out here listening to R.
There's
Kelly.
There's stories where
but
I'm like,
that doesn't make it not good music. Yeah. That's just not, or to me at least, I don't think that's the
same. I bring it up a lot where, I know I won't go into detail, but there's a couple things where I'm like, fuck, I wish I hadn't have done that, kicking in a window one time. You know, one of those things where you're like,
but
God
none
damn
of
it.
This is on the level of what these people.
No,
are
no,
like.
It's yeah. not. It's not. Not at all.
None of that stuff. No. Not I don't all, have but, anything sexually that you, but I have things that I've done in my life that if you knew, you'd probably be like, you know what I mean? Like, it feels very Twittery to me.
It is very Twittery.
You know what I mean? It's very Twittery.
You guys do me a favor, please.
Yes.
And please do me, no, that's not a favor. That's a demand. will you both say Twittery 3 more times?
Twittery, Twittery, Twittery.
Twittery, Twittery, Twittery.
Nice. That's all I wanted.
Oh, there you go.
Pretty simple request.
It's a simple man.
That's all I wanted.
It's a simple man of simple pleasures.
Now make out.
All right. I don't know. I mean, there's a difference between like being at a wedding and then R. Kelly's Bump and Grind comes on and you're all like, oh, this is a little weird.
Well, that's you know what not
I mean?
Great.
That's like one you thing, know. But like,
yeah.
I don't know, man. I was in Las Vegas and I went to the Michael Jackson Cirque du Soleil last May, and it was packed, and people were having a great time.
Dog, we live in L.A. People don't care about that shit. Yeah. And it's like, man, it's a very privileged thing.
Yeah.
Even us talking about separating the art from the artist is such a, like, an American, like, we read all about celebrities all fucking day.
Yeah.
You think other people give a shit? No, Billie Jean comes on. They like that song.
Yeah.
And then they go to fucking work tomorrow. Like, shut up. Like, you know what I mean?
I know.
If you're going to pick that, there's no such thing as conscious
ethical consumption.
Yeah, it's just not real. That's not real, man.
I think it's a very personal decision that everybody has to make. And
of
I
course.
Also don't think you should, like, if somebody's favorite movie is Annie Hall, I mean, I don't know. You can't censor what your brain tells you to think, but like, somebody's not a schmuck just because they like.
Kelly Jordan wears a Michael she wears a shirt that is Michael Jackson's face is the whole shirt.
Yeah.
Much like my cross-color shirt that was Africa.
People love.
And I remember one time I was like, hey, you know, like, maybe don't wear it everywhere. And she's like, all right, I get it.
But it's also like, because he did that thing or he did it, whatever,
mm-hmm.
because there's these allegations or whatever there is, that can't take away what you felt and what you fell in love with. You know what I mean? It's like you don't have family members in your family who have done horrible things who you still love.
Yeah.
Because
you
have that emotional connection to
in
them.
In many ways, art becomes independent of the artist for better or worse once the art is released to the public. Then once public interacts with art, then the art belongs to the public more than the person who made it, as much as we might not like that, but like,
yeah, and
you know
not,
what I mean?
Not like sticking up or defending anything that anyone ever did, but it's like,
of course,
because I'm not saying run away from consequences either.
No,
like I'm not one of these comics who like, oh, it was just a joke. Take people to task for what they say and what they do or whatever. I'm just saying,
of course,
the way I feel about that, is that
it's just not ruined. Also, I mean, like art becomes so interwoven with like your life, then it's like,
and so much of this shit is like just who got caught.
Yeah, yeah.
You know how many of these fucking rock stars you really love? Like, I hate that everybody does this shit, but like, it's known that David Bowie and them were fucking kids.
They were fucking,
but
like,
that shit's like cool.
Mm-hmm.
R. Kelly got caught, so now you got to take. I'm not, racial implications aside, obviously, it's just one of those things. It's like, I'm in entertainment. These motherfuckers are scumbags.
Yeah.
Chill. You don't even know what you're talking about.
John Lennon beat his wife, and I can't separate the music of the Beatles from me being like, and my mom and my little sister driving up from like Northern California, and like, you know what I mean? And like these beautiful memories
and
I have.
And it's so
like,
crazy just, for you to know. Have to. It's so crazy to make you have to. That's like, that's the internet, man.
On the other end, though, Peter Cetera was a volunteer firefighter, so, you know.
That's what we should be focused on.
That's really what we...
He wasn't, but you know.
Oh, he
was? Maybe he was. I was just kidding. I was doing a bit.
Oh, it sounds very, like, I'd buy that for sure.
Yeah, I thought that seemed really reasonable.
By the way,
Steve Buscemi was a firefighter.
I didn't Buscemi. Know that.
They're ready.
By
to,
the way, his name's Buscemi.
They're ready to release all of Kelly Jordan's favorite shows. The Chicago just nailed everything she's into.
Yeah. They just keep coming up with jobs in Chicago, dude.
Chicago PD, Chicago Fire, Chicago MD.
So that was a good question. Yeah. Those are our thoughts. And deep again, question. I think it's a very personal decision you have to make.
Of course.
For yourself. And then also from artist to artist. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got way
I very
more
rarely listen to Hitler's jazz records anymore. Yeah. I have to be honest about that. For me, that's a more personal thing.
Also, I don't want to talk to you about it.
Yeah. Oh, that's another thing.
That's one thing I want to make very clear.
We want to talk to... I will co-sign this. I want to talk to all of you about everything. I respect what everyone in the All Family thinks. I'm not going to engage with any debates on this on my timeline.
No.
If you come up with like...
I'm not going to engage... I don't engage with any debates about anything. I don't want it.
A personal choice, man.
Yeah, man.
I engage with one debate, and that's how much I love Laura.
Master debate.
Cool. That was a cool joke.
This episode of All Fantasy Everything is brought to you by Wondery. The early 2000s was a breeding ground for bad reality competition series from shows like Kid Nation, CBS's weird, like Lord of the Flies style social experiment that took 40 kids to live by themselves in a ghost town. Sounds insane. To The Swan, a horrifying concept where women spent months undergoing a physical transformation and then were made to compete in a beauty pageant. Also sounds insane. On each episode of Wondery's podcast, The Big Flop, comedians join host Misha Brown to chronicle one of the biggest pop culture fails of all time and try to answer the age-old question, who thought this was a good idea? Recently, The Big Flop looked at The Swan, a competition show between women who were hoping to transform their physical appearance. The problem, the women were isolated for weeks, berated, operated on, and then were ranked by a panel of judges. Unsurprisingly, it led to trauma for the contestants and terrible reviews. Follow The Big Flop on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus. This episode of All Fantasy Everything is brought to you by Policy Genius. Now, something you can really do for your family this spring, something you want to do. Sure, you want to go get in shape. You want to learn how to do the splits. You know, you got to redo the bathroom. One thing you can do, that's all me, by the way. I want to learn how to do the splits. Shopping for life insurance with Policy Genius as part of your financial planning for the year. Getting life insurance just means that you have a peace of mind. So if something's going to happen to you, if it were to happen to you, your family can cover the expenses while getting back on their feet. That's what life insurance is for. And luckily, Policy Genius helps you compare your options from top life insurance companies and their team of licensed experts. They're on hand just to kind of talk you through it. So I have life insurance through no effort of my own. My wife did everything as she does, but I was sort of on the sidelines of the project. And it was such a hard thing she had to do. She had to go through and compare everything, find all the quotes herself. But it helps me sleep tremendously, especially now that we have a kid. Also, it's a bummer to talk about, but once you get it out of the way, you don't have to talk about it again. And that's where Policy Genius comes in. They make it the easiest and quickest possible situation you can have. Policy Genius has licensed award-winning agents, technology that makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers. Just a few clicks, you're going to find the lowest price. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams, which, you know, I've always wanted to avoid unnecessary medical exams. Nothing new for your boy. So if that sounds like something you're into, Policy Genius can get it done. They also work for you, not the insurers. That means they don't have some sort of quota they got to meet. They're not hitting like bonus numbers or anything. They just want you to get the best quote possible and the best insurance for you. So they're out for you, not the insurance companies, which holla at your boy. That's what we're looking for. Save time and money and provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. A huge one for me, you know, just people pleasing. And it's, you say it like it's a bad thing. It's just something that you need to get under control. All of these stressors, you know, you keep them bottled up. It starts to affect you negatively. Everybody. You don't have to feel weird if this stuff affects you. It affects everybody. And there's people, again, myself included, who walk around trying to front like it doesn't, but it does. It always does. It always has. And therapy is a safe place to just get things off your chest. You to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down, all those problems. Even if you just want to vent or kvetch about somebody, go to therapy. Get them new ears on it. You know what I'm talking about? Get it somebody, who are they going to leak it to? They're not going to tell your homies. Go let them know. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries, how to do all those things that make you be a better you. As hokey as that sounds, that is what we are all going for. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. All right? Give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's convenient, flexible, and it's also suited to your schedule. All right? You just fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist. You switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. If you don't like the cut of your therapist's jib, as it were, go on and switch. BetterHelp has got your back. They want it to work just like you do. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/allfantasy today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/allfantasy.
How did you all meet each other? We kind of talked about that. This is from Megan, but we talked about that, right? Yeah.
Met you at Dante's.
Mm-hmm. The first day of a comedy contest in Portland. Yeah.
I met you the first time I went to Bridgetown. I met you a couple years later at some festival. Yeah.
I consider our meeting, like for me, when David and I met was at that, like on that couch at High Plains aforementioned, which is another word from last week's draft that I aforementioned.
Here's a question from inches. Andrew Byrne.
Stop.
Cool joke.
Keep going.
Here's a joke from Andrew Bernhard, Dr. Bernhard DPM on Twitter.
Okay.
He is a foot and ankle surgeon.
Help me.
Well, he's asking, how's Sean Jordan's ankle and foot these days?
Rough.
He wants to know. Also, I was asking, how's my gout? My gout has been wonderful.
Oh, that's so sweet.
My ankle?
Yeah.
I'll tell you. What's the first name? Andrew?
Dr. Andrew Bernhard.
Doctor is the first name. Yeah. I'll tell you, doctor.
Yes, first name's doctor.
So my ankle hurts a lot when I wake up because I've been running and biking a lot.
I've been
going to the gym. So, and I do leg presses, and then I'll do the leg press, and then I'll put it so it's just my toes doing the leg press. So it's kind of like an ankle.
Calf raises.
Yeah, calf raise. Yeah. But doing a leg press. Anyway, my ankle hurts like crazy when I wake up, and then about an hour into the day, it's fine for the rest of the day. The inside of my left knee is killing me almost all the time, and I wonder if I'm hurting it by working out. So anyway, there you go. Nothing funny about that at all.
Doc, if you'd like to hit Sean up about his knee, please let him know.
That's exactly what's happening.
Sorry,
that wasn't funny at all.
No, that's right. Yeah, it was good. It was good. Asked and answered.
What do you call a dinosaur that goes to the gym a bunch, David?
What?
A Tyrannosaurus flex. All right. So that was hilarious. So now we can keep going.
What about a Brontosaurus?
What?
But B-R-A-W-N.
I think that's actually better.
What about
Triceratops?
What about a buff dinosaur?
Wait, triceps.
Tricep. What about a
buff dinosaur?
Pterodactyl.
Pterodactyl. Yeah. Yeah, dude. All these are better than your joke, bro.
This is the writer's
Tyrannosaurus flex was fine.
I'm gonna bring a
don't
mirror
you dare tell me
take
it wasn't.
A long, hard look at yourself.
Where'd the black belt go, by the way?
I don't know.
Well,
oh wait.
We'll solve the mystery later.
I was wearing it last night. I think it's right over there.
unless Max stole it. We brought a new child into the fold last night.
Yeah, man. I made him wear a polo shirt.
He rules. It's right
awesome.
Here.
Yeah.
It's right here.
Yeah. Shout out to Beasley. He's great.
Max
he's
Beasley?
Rad, dude.
Yeah, he rules.
Yeah, he's real funny.
Yeah, shout out to Max Beasley. Thanks
he was
for coming
a PA
over.
On the lot.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
What a mensch. This is for Trent Hall. What is the worst all-time draft pick in AFE history? Sampler player.
No. Oh, nice. Nice. Yeah, it is. Yeah. Right. That's exactly what it is. Yeah.
What did you think I was going to say?
Bean burrito, no onions.
Also bad.
I kind of think it might have been Muggsy Bogues.
When did we take Muggsy Bogues
again?
I took Muggsy Bogues for the first in the NBA.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Wait, because it wasn't a first pick.
It was based on NBA players based on things other than their skill on the court. But your...
Tiffany also was
the other basketball player you took. The guy's on the Celtics. Looks better day by
Jaylen,
day.
Jaylen Brown. Oh, yeah. That's gonna end great for me.
I don't think I was on that draft.
I don't think you were. No, you weren't. I can now cop to Eddie Plane on a movie was a pretty shitty pick. I get that.
Any plane on a movie?
Oh, any movie on a plane. My bad.
What did you pick that? What was
it
that?
Was movies that make you cry.
Oh,
but
God.
Then like being
another
an
one I wasn't on, which holy shit,
I fall apart without you, man.
Both,
I need you.
Both Lion Kings, The Notebook, Philadelphia,
uh huh,
Almost Famous.
Almost Famous.
Yeah, off top. Right. Yeah. I mean, yeah, yeah. For tons of that movie.
Isn't there a plane crash in that movie?
Almost.
Oh, wait, I'm thinking almost. About it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I'm thinking about
a lot of that movie makes me cry. Different parts of it. That part where they're what's that Elton John song? Mad Hatter.
Oh,
That's in Almost Famous.
It is when Mad Hatters. Yeah,
it's when Russell's wife comes in and they're like, God damn it! They say something and everybody at the table answers, and his wife's like,
she's with me. She's with me.
It's like, oh, so he's cheating on me.
Yeah,
and that Mona Lisa's and Mad Hatter song is playing, and I cry for a bunch of reasons when that happens. But yeah, anyway,
that's all good picks. Yeah.
I loved it. I also got questions too.
I'm going to ask one more.
Nine
Let's go to yours.
9 inches, Dave.
That's nasty.
Smile. Yeah, I know it's an audio medium, but the smile with which Sean delivers that joke. Dave. This one's from Kenny Slocum at Enmore Macon Cuss.
Sup, bro?
Is that just his name backwards? Nope, it's not. I'm dumb as hell. Which human being, and I'll make it to right now, this moment in time, do you think has the highest general approval rating?
Wow.
Isn't that a good question?
Gosh. The Rock?
Obama?
The Rock's up there.
No.
Obama, no way, dude. So many Republicans
hate him. The Rock goes into... God, shitheads like The Rock, too.
Yeah.
Shitheads don't like Obama.
Hanks is up there.
Hanks. Do shitheads like Tom Hanks?
Yeah, everybody likes Tom Hanks,
man. Yeah, I think everybody likes... I think Shaq is up there.
Shaq's got to be up there.
Barkley might be
Although people who hate
Barkley? Like what are you talking about?
I love
about?
Charles Barkley. I'm just talking about I have the highest approval rating for Charles Barkley.
The Rock's got to be up there because he doesn't even really make good movies ever and everyone still loves him. Also, he was in Ballers.
Yeah.
You know.
Gosh. Yeah. I think Rock seems like a good answer.
Rock's got to be up there.
The human with the highest general approval rating.
Ooh, Mother Teresa is probably one of those more. She's Catholic.
She's dead,
though. Alive?
Also, like, she was pretty shady. It came out afterwards.
Really?
Yeah.
Like me too.
No, not me too. Okay. No. I think racist or something. I know she's badness.
All the good ones are.
I think a lot of people like Justin Timberlake.
That goes back to you. That's you, man.
If you think that.
I love Barack Obama and Justin Timberlake.
2020.
Nothing else. I will hear nothing else on the subject.
I like both those guys too.
Atmosphere.
I was just saying, I think there's some people
Sean
out there.
Sean Daly has the highest human approval rating in history.
Yeah.
John Daly's number two.
John Daly, Sean Daly. Juan Daly. You guys don't know him. He's just a nice guy.
Spawn Daly, the comic book character.
Atmosphere with an F.
What about the dessert Flan Daly?
Flan Daly, dude. I eat Flan Daly.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
You don't know.
When was the last time you had flan? Sub question, have you ever had flan?
Get out of here.
I don't like it.
I'm not on trial right now.
I don't think I've used to make it sometimes when I was a kid. I don't like it.
Mom flan?
I don't like the texture. It's like cold. I don't like it.
Yeah, it's weird. I probably have had flan within the last 18 months, I'd guess. Loose cross.
Yeah, let me tighten up the cross.
Loose cross.
Loose cross, baby.
God, The Rock is up there. But I feel like even racists like The Rock.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
He's one of those ones that kind of transcends. Like Will Smith.
It's probably The Rock.
Yeah, it's probably The Rock.
Yeah.
You just said Will Smith, and Will Smith might be a good one,
too. Oh, you mean my best friend?
Stop it,
Bill. I don't really like to... it's crazy, because, like, we're just homies, so I don't like to think of him as an icon.
Yeah.
Cool.
We met.
Cool.
There's a video on my Instagram.
No, that's bad. That's great.
Cool. Do you have any questions, David?
Yes, I do, Sean.
Fuck off.
This question...
Eat shit and die. That's a harsh one that I feel like has been lost.
Die.
Like if you were in traffic and somebody cut you off and you pulled up next to him and you rolled your window in, eat shit and die. They'd be like, whoa
man. Hey. It'd be funnier to say calmly.
I don't know. We were kidding and being so serious at the same time.
Eat shit and die.
This is at Jack W the Third on Twitter.
Dubs three.
Worst advice given to you and by who? I got one, at least for work.
I kind of let that stuff come in one ear and out the other.
I got one, at least for work. This janky-ass promoter back in the day who was like, sounds corny to say, but like kind of jealous that I was like young and good.
Yeah.
I remember I was talking to him and I was like, man, I got, it's like so hard to write new jokes. Like, this is how new I was. I had like 5 minutes. He's like, you don't need new jokes. Why don't you just learn how to tell the five you have?
Whoa.
It was like mad serious. And then smash cut to being at the Comedy Store like 6 months ago. He pretended like he didn't see me.
Really?
Yeah. So what up, Big Al? Gonzalez? I don't give a fuck.
Fuck him.
Yeah.
I don't really remember any bad advice.
I have two. One of them's comedy, one of them's life.
Okay, great.
And I have a third one that was for my dad that I can't say, but I'll tell you.
It was terrible.
I bet it was.
A lot of epithets.
It was the worst advice. The advice was so bad that I can't say it. Wow. But it was the worst advice I ever
got. Can you write it down?
You guys have already, you've heard it. I'll tell you after we record. After
I live my life by that code.
So, cheese and rice. I just forgot both.
We're still on there. One of them was work, one of them was life, right? You said?
Yeah, you said.
Neither of them were racist.
Oh yeah. So middle in middle school somebody told me that that grades don't matter and don't try until you get to high school.
Wow.
And that was one because I did. I was like, all right, fuck it. And then turns out that goes right into high school.
Yeah.
And then the brief stint you did in college. Turns out your study habits go all they're there.
Yeah.
And the other one was from a comic who said you need to learn how to work shitty rooms. You don't. You should be able to do that.
Oh yeah.
But you don't need to learn how to do that. That's not a skill that you should have to have. You should be good enough to do that already.
I think it's a skill that you should keep sharp, though.
But it's also something you shouldn't have to learn. Like the way they were saying it, like
only
you need
doing the meltdown every day, you're gonna be. That's why you see these dudes who are so soft, and then they go like even on the road, and they can't do anything.
Some of them are so funny. I'm gonna bring up. Phil Schallberger, Portland gentleman.
Sure.
He's not equipped to handle like even Bigfoot, but right. Phil is one of the funniest people I've ever met, and he's amazing at what he does. So you don't need to know how to do these shitty rooms. You should be able to do it, but you don't have to know.
Serve yourself first, I think would be a good thing to say. Serve yourself first and you're like the art you want to make.
Yeah.
You know, in regards to that, like
right.
Say what you want to say and make sure you're doing that first. Yeah, because you do have people like Phil Shaw where it's like what he does is so singular and amazing.
Yeah.
But yeah, it wouldn't work in fucking...
Not going to work at Bigfoot.
The Casey or, Funny Bone or whatever. You know,
or
like,
the fucking Looney Bin in Chattahooga.
Tulsa, I swear it is.
Or maybe it would. I don't know, man. I think there'd be a lot of dudes like...
Also, Chattahooga's not a real
place. Yeah, I've worked a lot of rooms that didn't look like it was going to work.
Yeah.
And then you make it work.
I have to. Most of them. Military parties in Pier. You know what I mean? Like the 42nd Brigade's Christmas party that's 2 months after Christmas in Pier. And you're like, all right,
that's good.
I do like a good brigade.
At the same time, I'll say another one of my ex-girlfriends and a wonderful stand-up comedian, Emma Arnold, will go into like crazy ass Idaho rooms.
Yeah.
With like material about like abortion and shit like that and still kill. So
that's
like,
what I mean, man. Yeah. If it's like really good, you can do it underwater.
She'll go and fuck. Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. But yeah, what is the other advice? Do you remember? Oh, no, those were the two.
And then the third one, again, can't say. From my dad, it was terrible.
We needn't.
I have another question from @DavidHadDad mm-hmm. or @DavidHadFather on Twitter. If you all had to switch bodies for one day in a Freaky Friday type scenario, who would want to be who? I think obviously Ian and I would both want to be Sean.
Yep.
So just a real short, quick answer
solely
for you,
for
Dave.
The kick flipping possibilities.
Asked and answered. I would love to be able to walk into a mall and buy any of the clothes there, knowing I could wear them. And not two shirts I found at Macy's.
I just don't want to sweat all day.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
But seriously,
I just don't
too,
sweat
he realized just, he just, thinks his knee hurts.
Yeah.
Amateur.
But also the kickflip thing.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, Sean.
Chris Hemsworth.
No, that's the
line. No, I know. Yeah. I'm just kidding. Fuck. I can't answer. I would want to be both of you. What am I doing?
I want to be Marissa so I can get nice with those, that Beat
yeah,
Saber
so
game.
That
she
beat
plays,
saber thing.
Yeah,
I'm okay at that game.
Are you?
Nowhere near Marissa.
Yeah.
But when I was in.
Well, Marissa's like the LeBron James of that game.
Dog.
Yeah.
when I was in Montgomery, Laura's friend, Mona, I believe, the girl she grew up with.
What a name.
They had her, she was telling a shit about the doorknobs. That's how decorated her house was. Like, she knew shit
about
the fixture, all that stuff. Anyway, upstairs, they had that game, and I'm okay at it.
Nice.
Nowhere near Marissa.
Anyway, nice.
Yeah.
Fantastic. This one's from Tom Guffey. Oh, up, from Tom the Guffey? Bay Area. What's up, buddy? Have you guys ever permanently canned any content? And if so, why?
Philadelphia.
I assume that means like across all platforms.
Yeah,
like
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia, yeah.
For a variety of reasons.
That we're not going to go
but
into.
But none of them that, none of them what people are thinking.
I mean, I also don't like particularly love putting out like, it. There's a lot of times that shit was funny in the room.
Yeah.
But it was just like, it's not going to translate. And I don't want to put out something that seems incomplete or like so slop. Like,
Philly felt like it was a show for the room.
It was for the room. And that's,
and it was great. And it was an amazing show.
And by the way, man, I think that about, you guys are lucky you've ever seen me do stand up on TV.
Yeah, you ungrateful pieces of shit.
No, I just
no, I'm joking.
I don't think that I'd rather not record any of the live performance that I ever engage in, to be completely honest. I think it's all for the room. I think it's like, I think a lot of stuff gets lost in translation.
There's something so beautiful and magical about a good live performance.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Never make its way. Like, and there's amazing specials that are on TV, by the way. But like, your special was amazing. But like, yeah, they're like, you know,
there was that one where Rory Scovel climbed the fucking, the lighting fixture
at Bridgetown?
At Moon Tower. I think it was Moon Tower.
Oh, I saw him do that at Bridgetown once. He climbed like the border.
He's a wild card. He could have done it a bunch of places. But there was that video where you're like, God, that's awesome that I get to see it. But that was like, I wish that kind of would have stayed in the room. That was
for them.
Nothing. It's not comedy climbing that, but God.
It is. It's just.
Well, of course it is.
Have we ever not put out an in studio episode?
Oh, I don't think so.
There's
two. Two that I can think of that we never put out. Philly was one, and then the other one.
Yeah.
What's
the other one?
We're here.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one. Oh, yeah, so there's another one we didn't put out.
Yeah.
I just lip-synced, we killed a hitchhiker to Ian. He goes, oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah, and then here I am being honest because I can't lie.
I still wear their skin to bed, so I'm like...
I'm going to buy those shoes tonight.
Buy those shoes, baby. What are they, the Green Soul P-Rods?
Green Soul P-Rods.
Yeah, man, those are tight.
Which, another one of my nicknames.
I mean, there's stuff we've made on the Late Late Show that we haven't put out just because it's not good enough or it just didn't come out the way we wanted.
You work on the Late Late Show?
I work on the Late Late Show with James Corden. It just happens every now and then. You have to be...
Yeah.
I mean, you go into everything with the best intentions of making something good, and it doesn't always happen, man.
Yeah. And I think you shouldn't be afraid to scrap stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really like this whole...
I'm gonna scrap my whole set.
Like, I don't like this whole just give out everything.
Yeah.
I would give out less if I could. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't like that whole like, oh, you have to know everything about so and so, and they're putting out content every day, and they put out 3 stand-up clips a week. Fuck that.
Oh, I know, man. That stuff exhausts me.
Yeah, and it's just like that's not what it's supposed to be, man.
That's where skateboarding is gone. Now it's exhausting for these kids because Instagram, they like, if you want to be relevant, you have to put out some crazy shit like at least once a week. Doesn't need to be like huge stairs or rails, but it's got to be something where people are like, fuck, though, that is an amazing skateboard, and you have to do it once a week.
And I think that sucks. Like, you got to do that so I can watch it while I'm taking a shit.
Yeah. Here you go.
You're out here like here bruising your body up.
Here's
like,
me though. Here's
there's
me.
Too much entertainment.
If you want to be like a skateboarder, I guess now I'm focusing on skateboarding. I don't mind them having to put out a bunch of shit.
How much shit did you have to put out?
I was never a professional skateboarder.
I don't know, man. I think that at some level, it's like, because there's never going to be a top. People want good stuff always. There's never going to be a stop.
It'd be nice if you could work on it quietly and then every 6 months put out a part, you know?
There's
right?
no, like, there's no cap.
Well,
there's
every
no,
like 3 years.
Every 3
there's
years?
No like cap to it. Like, people are insatiable.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
3 years feels too long. There should be a happy medium in between the two.
It takes a long time to film a skate park.
Didn't you just say they should put shit out every week?
They should. If I did. but you should put like a trick
not cancel
out,
or correct me if I'm wrong.
Every week, I think.
Just to show that you're still skating?
And honestly, like if Reynolds, and not to, no shade on Andrew Reynolds, he's one of the best there ever will be.
Yeah.
But if he just put out a video of him doing a kickflip in his driveway once a week, I'd be like, fuck yeah. And by the way, he puts out tons of shit on Instagram that that like 18-year-olds don't even put out. So he, and he's like 43 or some shit. So
yeah, I just anyway, he's almost as old.
You guys
as you
wanted
can be.
To hear some deep skateboard. Yeah,
people do want to hear the deep skateboard stuff. I do.
Donovan does. What's up, Donovan?
That's a good question though, because I do think about that all the time, man. It's like we have to put out so much more content than the people who did this.
Oh even, yeah,
who started 10 years before. No one's ever had to have as, and I'm not like complaining. It's whatever. I'm just saying, no one has ever had to have as much content as like a stand-up comedian does
now,
right in the game. You know what I mean?
I don't mean this in like a self-aggrandizing way, but like if I sit and think about in an average month, I have to write
12 TV shows?
16 TV shows,
yeah,
4 podcasts, 2 Patreon podcasts, whatever stand-up we're gonna do, and then anything else that's like so much output.
And then you got to have a life to live to reflect on.
Yeah.
To make more of that.
Shit's crazy right
now. And it's just like people are, and that's why, by the way, that's why stand-up comedy fucking sucks right now. Yeah, I said it. Yep. It fucking sucks. That shit's whack, dude. Because it's too much, man. Like,
except for me,
back
though,
in the day, you used to be
able. I'm still super.
You're
funny.
The good one.
You're up in the dojo.
But back in the day,
I'm the good one.
Comics talk about it all the time, though, right? We're in it. We can tell the truth. It's not cool. This shit is not cool right now.
Comedy's real weird right now, man.
It sucks. I don't think it's in a weird spot. I think it's in a bad place.
It's in a weird spot.
I think it's in a bad place.
A lot of, I just saw Brian Regan. I'll tell you. There's a lot of good comedy still in the world.
That's
Brian Regan's not in comedy, dog. He's Brian Regan. I'm in comedy.
This motherfucker did not swear. It was...
He's amazing, but he's like he'll only play to like... Yeah.
He's different, but...
His empire has been built.
He's not trying to get on. You know what I mean?
Here's two things that have to be addressed that I think are like... This is a good platform for them.
What, lights and out? I'm making Fist City and...
Picking up teeth with broken fingers, baby. I said it off pod, now I'm saying it on. Katie Nolan asked a question.
Boo!
Fuck you, Nolan.
Used to be a class act.
Get bent.
What happened? Class act is a
get
funny.
Get bent, you turkey.
We love you so much.
You're amazing. That Disney songs was the best episode we've ever done.
It was so fun. She wants us to power rank the eligible bachelor, bachelorettes in Stardew Valley. I'm the only one who can remember this, and I don't remember them.
I don't know anything.
I smoke a lot of marijuana.
Chungus. That's what
Chungus
I remember about
Chungus was
Stardew.
A cow. He's number one. She's number one because she got milked. I have nipples, Greg. Can you milk me?
Did you just stroke out?
Oh, he quoted. He did the next best thing. Quoted Meet the Parents.
I met the parents.
Could you milk me?
Okay, where did this question go? Hold on.
I have nipples. Where the fuck did that come from? Never in 10 years?
Yeah.
Have I heard you even say Meet the Parents or talked about Meet the Parents?
I've seen Meet the Parents quite a few times.
A time when you saw me. I know you've seen it, but that was just so funny. I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
I'm talking about milk and Chungus.
So, that's what David called beating off way before you started Stardew Valley.
Milk and Chungus? Gross.
That's what I called it before I started beating off.
I'm going to milk Chungus and go to bed.
We'll go slaughter the hog, milk a Chungus.
Slaughter the hog.
What does milking Chungus mean?
It's cute that you thought I talked to it, my dad when I was a kid.
I didn't either. That was me just looking at a street light.
So this is from...
that's about right.
At Drunken Rip City.
Nice.
And his name is just a basketball emoji, a taco emoji, a beer emoji, a whiskey emoji, and then I think that's a comet emoji, but anyway.
This guy knows what he likes.
My body in emojis?
My body.
What do you think of my body?
This is a question you're going to have to answer. This is about the future of the podcast.
9 inches.
Ooh. 9 inches. Is Sean leaving the pod after the nuptials, or is his bride moving to Los Angeles? My friend, the answer is neither, Sean.
Yeah.
Neither.
Yeah. Yeah.
She is the most important thing in my life. Mm-hmm. This is, I every day I'm just like, holy shit, this is what I do for a job.
Yeah.
This is the most important thing other than Laura in my life, and I will do everything.
Other than Laura and martial arts.
Yeah. Well, and you know, certain kinds of soup and
chowders.
Like if you hit like 5 green lights.
Yeah, that's a good feeling too.
Like all that stuff. Like that's all way more important.
When you see an elk, that's a good feeling.
It's easy to get from Portland to LA and vice versa. So
yeah, you've been doing it for a couple months.
Heavily. And I will continue to do so.
Yeah.
But because a couple people have DM'd me and tweeted about that or whatever, like this is, it's my job. this is what I do. So I treat it as such.
Yeah.
And I will treat this like work. I mean, you can't just...
I'll treat it like a trick.
Yeah.
I'm trying to be like serious, Dave. Trick.
I'm sorry.
No, this... I will do anything to keep doing. I will keep doing. There's nothing that could stop me from keep doing it.
David and I are leaving the podcast.
In a surprise revelation. Yeah.
John's going to keep it going.
Ian just been tapping David the whole time, like, tell him. Let him know. Oh,
no, sorry. David and I are going to become the new commentators for the X Games. You weren't too serious. What are you talking about?
There's no way this will stop.
We're not going to stop doing it. Yeah, you're just going to come down to LA once or twice a month and, you know, spend some time down here.
We got busy schedules.
For weeks. I mean, it's a very easy thing to do. It's not like...
You will exist in both cities.
It's not like Laura lives in New Zealand or anything. You know, it's very, very, very easy.
Right, and then she could have a lot of reasons to be in LA at some point, too. She's in... People, you never really talk about Laura because you're a selfish guy, but like...
Selfish as hell.
But I'll talk about her right now. She's drop dead gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
She is so... God, she's the absolute bit. Now,
I didn't mean to say, oh, yeah, right after you said you're... Beyonce was drop dead gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, she... Say it again.
Yeah. She is a beautiful, lovely person.
Not like that. That's not what defines somebody. She cares about me. I'm getting into their family doctor.
Well-bred.
Yeah, she pushed me to get health insurance. She's amazing.
One of the top five female vocalists, white.
Protestant.
What?
I don't know. Protestant is, it's from one of those gangster movies. It's like The Departed or something. They say Protestant.
I couldn't tell you.
Yeah, anyway. Two, three more?
We'll keep doing AFA.
Yeah,
let's do two, three more.
Also, for the record, I don't know. Ian hasn't even checked. You guys have
No, it's popping up
yet.
On my thing right now.
Can we talk about
it? Yeah, Malloy got permabanned from Twitter, dude.
Shout out to enemy of the pod, Mike Malloy.
Shout out to enemy of the pod.
Banned from Twitter forever.
Yeah, that's what he said. It's in the...
Dog, his brain is going to explode.
What is he going to do?
I don't know.
He's got the busiest mind.
He's probably going to get so buff.
He'll start another account immediately. It's going to happen.
You're telling me that Mike Malloy was permanently banned from Twitter.
How can they kick you off forever?
I don't know. They can't. He'll just start another account, I think. He's saying rules shouldn't apply to me. That's sort of his ethos.
He's never...
Man, congrats, Mikey. That's amazing, dude. Yeah, that sucks. Cool. You're a force of good on Twitter. That's how we know each other. Right?
Yeah.
Because that's who he came to.
I know
him
because he was a writer on the show.
Is that how you met him?
I didn't know Mike until we did the
Upside, right?
The show.
Yeah.
And I just knew him because he was super funny about sports on Twitter.
Yeah.
Oh, crazy. Well, we already met, so fuck it. Fuck Twitter.
That's
so funny. He got permabanned. Do either of you want to ask questions? I have some as well.
Mine are kind of weird.
Yeah, let me look.
Mine are more.
Okay, here's a funny topic. So what topics have you wanted to draft but were afraid they'd be too risky or off color? There weren't a ton of them, but there was one where, I forget who it was, but she wanted to draft celebrity kids.
It was Kara.
Yeah. Kara Clank. Amazing stand-up comedian.
Awesome.
Very funny, great writer.
Yeah,
and fantastic. She did the podcast anyway.
Yeah,
but then
she called the audible, right? Like,
no, I called the audible.
Oh, you did?
Well,
okay.
I talked about it with her, and I was like, because we were sitting around, I texted the two of you the topic. We were like,
I was
celebrity kids.
I remember, I was like, I mean, I guess.
Yeah, and I started putting it together, and I'm like, okay, if I take Apple Martin. Then what am I gonna say? Like, why?
That's the thing. You're like, it's gonna be 10 minutes.
I'm like, yeah. I'm like, you probably have great reasons, and then it's gonna be three dudes in their 30s talking about
famous
children. Babies.
Yeah. Yeah, just
which is what we do. We're sick of it.
We do it all the time.
I don't want to mix my home life and my work life.
We gotta keep something separate.
When you just said three dudes in their 30s.
I think sometimes because we are dudes, I'm hesitant for super sex shit.
Yeah.
I just don't want to be like, yo, here's the top five smoking waitresses in Glendale.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, we want everyone to have a good time and feel comfortable listening to our podcast.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's kind of weird if you start sexualizing stuff too much. 9 inches.
Yeah, there was, gosh, there was one that I'm thinking of.
I didn't like it when Sean pitched top five white male vocalists
last night. Drafted white male.
Protestant.
It would be funny to draft white male vocalists.
Top five MacBook Air
owning. I don't know if I know five straight up.
You know what's going to happen? If like Sean and I are ever out of town and then you have to do it, you and three other black people on.
Sean's going to be so pissed when he misses it. I'm going to take Steve Winwood first. Sean just comes up, throws a laptop at the wall.
David, tell me anything other than you pick Steve Winwood.
How's Lil Boozy now, you motherfucker? I'm trying to find another question. Oh, here's a fun one from Waysharp, at Waysharp. Who has seen a ghost? Either of you?
Man.
I haven't.
I think I saw one once in my... I've told this story on the podcast
before. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
I thought my friend David Brew was in the corner of my room. I yelled at him to get out. I went to turn on the light because I was going to hit him and nobody was there.
Yeah.
Damn.
So one time, this isn't seeing a ghost, but I had a dream. God, I can picture it now. I had a dream where it was at my dad's funeral. I was the only one there. He was an open casket. It wasn't, by the way. He was cremated. Barely had a funeral. But I was at the funeral. He sits up.
I want to be cremated tonight. You know what I'm talking about?
You know I love you more than anyone else. You have this uncanny ability to sprinkle just depressing little details in the stories that don't need to be there.
Doesn't matter. He sits up, and then he got up and walked towards me.
Yeah.
And, God, it was the closest I've come to seeing a ghost. Because it was him. It was crazy.
That's wild.
Like, yeah, it was him. Realistic. It was a young him. Like, maybe even a him I didn't know.
Yeah.
That I've just seen pictures of.
Field of Dream style.
Yeah. It was wild. And just walked right up to me and, you know, didn't say anything or anything. And then I woke up.
How scared were you?
I woke up and killed a family member.
You ever have those dreams where you have to stay up for like 10 minutes afterwards?
Yeah. Sure. Like just like chilling out because you're shook.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe like
go to the bathroom so you can be in the light for a minute.
I had a dream.
Take a dump just like, okay.
I had a dream the other night that I was with Laura's nephew. And I lost him. We were at the mall and I lost him. And I was running through the mall trying to find him and I couldn't find him. I had to call the cops and shit. And I woke up and I was very shook enough to where I left the bedroom. Like I went to a different spot. I was just like, holy buckets. Get a hold of yourself. That was a dream. I texted him. He's 4. He's got a phone. No big.
All right. That's cool. Does he really?
No.
Oh, okay. here's a question that kind of just lets us shout out Marissa. When you guys do a song draft, this is from at Frank TJ Magnolia on Twitter. When you guys do a song draft...
Weird way to spell ocean.
...and put the songs in the episode, are those edited in after, or are you guys singing along to them? This is us just singing it in the studio or the house or whatever, and then Marissa, like, somehow seamlessly blends in and, like, makes it sound like we're always singing right on time.
It's astonishing to me how she does that.
She's an amazing
I've listened to producer. A few where I'm like, okay, well, surely there's no way this will sound okay.
And then she does it.
Yeah, she's wild. It's all her.
And it sounds like me and Mufasa were right next to each other or something. Mufasa never sang a song in The Lion King, I guess.
Yeah, so that's the last question from me. Either you guys want to ask?
Yeah, one more. I'm having a good time. I'm having a real good time.
John Torres said, what happened at that zoo back in Colorado?
John Torres.
I don't even know what he means by that.
What happened at that zoo back in Colorado?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I don't know, dude.
Here's a fun one. Tom Oliphant, is that what you just said?
No.
Not at all.
John Torres, dude. Oliphant. I feel like you either know it's Oliphant or you don't. That's not, you know
what I mean?
What? There's not a lot of names that sound like Oliphant.
I want serious answers on this question. This is a really good one. Tom Oliphant, who's the first to flip when the 5-0 puts on the pressure?
Carmel.
No.
You don't think so? I don't know.
It's a weird question. And it's tricky to me because
bastard.
I don't see...
Either of you flipping either.
You're
that's why I said me.
I would never in my wildest dream. The question is, who's the first to flip when the 5-0... Like if you're getting interrogated, you're going to snitch?
Oh, no. Fuck no, man.
I wouldn't... Gosh. I would do... Then you get into it a little bit because you're like, how much prison time would you do for... Like if I knew that you killed somebody... I could be pointing at either one of them, by the way.
Yeah.
If I knew that you killed somebody...
I wouldn't want you to be in that position, though, man. The only...
So don't kill anybody, asshole.
No, all I'm saying is the rules I've always heard from snitching is just like, if me and you do it together,
yeah,
then you can't snitch on me.
Yeah.
If it's like some other shit where I did some shit and then they're asking you what I did, I don't think that's snitch. That's like, if you're going to get in trouble, why would you get in trouble for something I did if you weren't involved also? That's crazy.
Yeah, but you can't really be, you can't, gosh, I guess if you get.
Like if they were like, if you knew I killed somebody and they were asking you and it was going to be like, they thought I killed him or they thought you killed him, tell them I killed him. I would never want that to be the case.
Yeah.
I would never, that's not. You gotta stand behind your own act. You can't be out here asking people to save your life.
In that case, gosh,
you can't be asking. Like, it's one thing to be like, me and you rob this bank, and like you get caught, and they're like, "Who was with you?" And
we are holding court in the streets,
right? But it was like you were wearing his sweatshirt, and they found it there. Now it's like we're gonna send him to jail.
Yeah, then it's like, no, fucking say that I did it.
And again, just to go back to the beginning of the question, it's me. I would flip on either of you so fast.
this cushy cupcake life in Glendale.
Come on,
this kid.
I wear tuxedos 3 times a year. You don't think I'm gonna flip?
I don't think I haven't worn a tuxedo that wasn't novelty in size or color.
So just to lighten it up a little bit.
Yeah.
Last question.
Sure.
Last question.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
From Thomas Rhodes.
What's up, Thomas?
Favorite frozen pizza brand.
Ooh.
I'm gonna take it first. I'm gonna say Tombstone, and it's a clear winner.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Honestly, man.
Tombstone.
I'm fancy, dog. I'm a DiGiorno guy.
DiGiorno
Tombstone's
is
better.
Good.
Tombstone's better.
I don't know. I don't know if I have a favorite, but I like the Trader
Tombstone
Joe's ones.
Better than DiGiorno. That's just because Tombstone doesn't have any vegetables.
You can get it if you're crazy.
Tombstone is just
you can find vegetables.
But you don't know that from experience.
Yeah.
I've walked past it plenty of times.
Also, DiGiorno's sauce is kind of spicy. I might fuck around and get a DiGiorno. Well,
David,
after
you
this.
Can put a bunch of shit on it
I
after
do like
you
a microwave
cook it.
Pizza.
I'll tell you, your boy Zach, he's a wild man with a frozen pizza. I've seen him get a jalapeno, cut it up,
that dude,
put it on the fucking pizza, and then put it in the oven.
He will put Zankow chicken garlic butter
on the bottom.
Yeah, he's great.
For real. He like garlic dusted the bottom of the pizza, and you're like, dog, is it okay to go to sleep with you in the house? You know?
No, except he's on our side, so yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, we
thank
got
God.
Him.
Thank yeah. gosh, actually.
Thank gersh.
But yeah, I'm a DiGiorno guy. What are you talking?
I like the Trader Joe's brand, I guess. I don't know. I can't really. I like it thin.
Yeah, sometimes when it's thick, it's a little.
You like
too
a thin crust?
On a bake-at-home one, yeah. I want it as thin as possible.
Nope.
I don't like a thick one at a bake-at-home.
Canceled.
Well, I'll come back. I'll become a Republican
than,
podcaster.
Come back better than ever.
Yeah, so that's it. That's the last question. This is an AFE mailbag. Thank you for listening.
Yeah, guys.
Yeah. Shout out to all the usual suspects, the AFE subreddit, the old AFE Patreon, which we've talked about enough. Shout out to super producer Marissa. Shout out to Frankie
super.
Ocean. Shout out to Sid the Dude. Shout out to Haji Beats. Shout out to fucking Saints 2 Carmel. Shout out to the plants that I'm keeping alive for right now. I'm feeling pretty good about it.
We just got plants for the house up north.
That's great. Cool. Exciting. I talked about plants, all right? I covered the plants.
Yeah.
Looks good on you. Sean just put a hat on. What kind of plants did you get?
Doesn't matter. Yes.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, man.
It doesn't matter.
That was awesome.
That was perfect.
That was awesome.
Thank you so much for listening. We love you so much. And more important than all of that, tune in again next week for another brand new episode of All Fantasy Everything.
Shaklackety!
That was a HeadGum Podcast.